Good morning, oh, good morning, I be good afternoon, where in the day? This na una brother. I beg, make I tell you my name, oh. My name be say, did they call me Pastor Prince Uche? I be Nigerian man, though, na Ghana where they live with my wife and family. But this morning, I be this afternoon, I be this evening. Wait, I don't know where you there. Anytime you can be anytime. I want to bring you the word of God. That God will create me and you. Wait there for heaven. That Papa God will create me and you. That God, he don't write his own word put for paper. Now there my front, so I hope you see him. I know, you know the name, the Bible. Now I say, I will come tell you waiting Papa God they do. This our Papa God is too much. Papa God is too much. Why? It's too much because Nain create heaven, Nain create earth, Nain create man, Nain create woman, Nain create animal, Nain create everything where there for this world. And after he create, he come carry that power where they take create, say, make you and me and you carry them. Nain be say, me and you fit do like God do. You don't understand me so? But you know, he only begotten son will be Jesus Christ. The only child where he get, he no get two, he no get three. Some of you, where they hear me now, you get five, you get ten. But God get only one. Now that one where he say, as he be say, people wait there for this kind of world where I don't create. Them they see too much. Then they lie too much. Then they cheat too much. Then they kill. Then they do all kinds of evil. Now God say, now who go for us? This one there for the book of Isaiah B. Now who go? Now who go save this mankind where they sin too much? So they no go for waiting be hellfire. Where the devil and the Satan and all his brother and sister, now they will go create for them. And then Jesus Christ wake up, say, Papa, I go. Send me, make I go die for these people. Make I come bring them out. Now that same Jesus, where are they tell you of? Make we see where the Bible talk. Bible talk say, for the book of John chapter 1, from verse 1. Make I open up. He say, I go read that for you. You know John? John chapter 1. I go show you what Bible talk for John chapter 1 from verse 1. I go read. He say, wait there. In the beginning, God created. Be so. You know what before? He say, in the beginning, now be the word. In the beginning, now the word. And the word will there with God. And the word now be God. Now be verse 1. Verse 2 say, now that God, now that word in the beginning with God, now he make all the things where there for this world. And anything where he no make, he no make. Anything where that word no make, he no day. Now he say, if you go for verse 14, verse 14 talks say, now that word, where it don't become flesh, that same word, it don't become flesh, like you and me, like flesh, where you go fit touch, you go fit feel. Now that same word can't become flesh, and that same word can't be with us, like say Emmanuel, God be with us. That same word can't relax, be with us, after it don't become flesh. And as he come relax with us, we come see the glory of God. He come stay for mankind. And that glory, now that of the begotten of the Father. And that begotten of that, he come full with grace, gidiba for ground, grace stand up for ground. Within be grace, and not be only grace, through to come stand up for ground, gidiba. Let him be God. That God, he like you so much. That God, he love you so much. So if you go see some sissy, say, sissy, come. You know, I like you. Yeah? I like you. And then the sissy goes, say, like who? Go, Jerry, you know, like. But you know, say, inside your eye, you know, like I'm. You just want confuse them small and then get the thing where you want to go wrong. But not be like God. God, say, the grace and the truth, is full ground. Now, means why God? God can so love this world. He can so love this world. Now, make he can't give the only begotten Son. You know, they two. You know, they three. No, only one. God carry and give us. And some of us, they do and like say, you no matter. Just you. You go fit. Let's say for your village, they say they want to sacrifice somebody. And you go fit, carry your son, I be your daughter. Even if you're there 2 years old, you go fit. If some of you say, even a goat, say make you bring your goat, make you the public. You no go give, you no go give. Goat. Or sheep or fowl, you no go give. But God, this our God, this our Papa God, he can't give the only begotten Son. And this Son, we can't agree, he can't die for this world. They catch him, he don't do anything, they kill him. He can't hang for cross like this. They put nail for here, put it for here, put, what will be there, crown, we get torn, we plenty for head. The thing, they chuck him, they cry. You see the blood, they come for him, all in face, from the hand, everywhere. And he come, they stand up between heaven and earth. The leg no touch ground, the hair no touch heaven. Naim, see what he can't do for you. He died for you. He died. He paid the price. So that you no go for hellfire. Naim may be the reason. And that's why Bible talks say, Jesus talks say, now may be the only way. Now may be the only truth. And now may be the only life. That's what Jesus talked. I say, no person fit waka enter God's side except not by me. You no go fit. Even if you go, say, they do, wait till I go talk now. Maybe say, your papa gets some God for your backyard, or your mama gets some God, or you know, some, and they carry you go for the juju side, and you go kill goat, kill cow, kill. You don't go reach God's side, though. All that the way they do, they collect your money small. Jesus, the Bible talks, say, Naim be the perfect sacrifice. Jesus, Naim be perfect sacrifice. You see, the blood of Jesus now pass the blood of bull or cow or goat or anything. Even the same Bible talks say that blood is speak better than that of Abel. Why he come? Why Jesus come? To give you life, so that you will have life and have it more abundantly. Now, so Bible talk, you get life. If you they sin, you don't get life. They smoke, they kill, they cheat. Some of you will be waiting. If they work for office, they tell you make you come go buy something for 10 naira. You go buy a 10 naira, you go put 0 for back, you become 100 naira. You buy 100 naira, you put another, you become 1,000 naira. And if you say God no, they see you. God they see you. God they see you. I tell you. So what you go do? The Bible, look, I don't talk say I they condemn you. Me too, I did like that. Me too, I was safe, I was passive. I tell you, if you know me before, hey man, I was so. I was papa. Like grandma go talk, I was papa. Charlie, they hear me so. You know what happened? The Bible talks say, for Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Oh, don't see no. All of us. It be black, it be white, it be red, it be blue, it be man, it be woman, it be child. All don't sin. And as we sin, we come short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible talk. What does that one mean? The glory of God gone depart. It can't leave us. Glory come. They just leave us. God, waka, come out. You know, they mind us again. Okay. As that happened now, what's it going to happen? And then, for Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the same Bible talks, say, now the payment for sin, you know wages, now some of you where they work, you know what they be wages. He said, now the wages of sin be death. You go die. No, everybody go die. After that, everybody go die. Nobody say, everybody go die. But you get another die, where person they die, inside die. Now they call, the Bible call second death. When you die, your spirit, the Bible says, you go separate from God. So God go there this side, you go there down the other there. Now it be the terrible, most terrible, the worst kind of death. So make you no ever try to reach their side for hellfire. But what will be the way out? Now make Jesus come. Now make Jesus come. Now you make you say, if you receive him, you accept that Jesus for inside your heart. You will come tender for your heart. You will come stay. He will give you waiting. Number one, he will save you. What do you mean? He will save you from your sin. All the things they do, when you want to stop, you know what? Because me, if I tell you my story, you go laugh. You they lie, you want to stop and you know fit. You they steal, you try, you want to stop and you know fit. You they kill, you try. Some of you, they carry gun. Like say, you be Rambo. They enter people's house, you take their thing, boom, car, kill, kill. And you know, say, you know good. Sometimes you go need that and say, God, forgive me, I'm not going to do it again. Tomorrow you go do it again. Some be a shower. Because of money, they sleep with men. You try, make a stop. You don't go feel stop. But when Jesus come inside your heart, he go give you power. I tell you, Jesus go give you power. All that sin way there inside your heart and your body, he go die. Now, so he do for me. Before I got born again, I didn't smoke. No, be only cigar. I didn't smoke marijuana. Women, this, that, drunkenness, everything. And me, I try for 4 times. You know, agree. Make I stop. I pray. I say, God, do this, do that. Until one day, we one man of God, we come from Ayamba, Kogi State. Did they do crusade for my village at Bakumeze? In the Enugu State, Nigeria. So the man come, call, say, okay, if you want to repent, come. Come. You want to repent? Come. I just knelt down and say, I beg. I try so much. I try. You know, agree. So pray for me. The man take his hand. And don't tell him. He take and put for my head like this. And me he take and put for my head. It can't be like, say, they pour me ice water. My body can't cool. And something just come out. Fiam! Out of me. Just come out. From that day, 24 December 1988, till today. As I they talk, now 2012, where we there? 24 years. All the sin where they come me before, now they die. The thing, no, they hungry me again. Because anything where they come in, they start from your heart. You go hungry. Then the devil will say, okay, pass this way, you go pass. Pass this way, you go pass. Pass this way. And then before you know, and then you come back, oh, God help you. God help you. I don't go do that. Tomorrow you go do them again. That's what it be. But when Jesus come inside your heart, he will give you power. He will kill that power of sin where they inside you. Not only that, he will bring healing. If sickness day your body, Jesus come inside your body, that sickness will die. I tell you the truth. And then when you pray, every devil where they are around you, they go run away. God, they know say somebody way holy, somebody way righteous, they pray. Now make Bible say, God, no, they listen to the prayer of sinners. So, you know they listen at all. In fact, when sinners they pray, look, you go commit sin. And then you say, I go do 3 days fasting and prayer. And then you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. As you be sinner, you do pray like that. You know what God go do? You go take some paper, put for inside his ear. You go close them. You know, go hear you at all. That's what Bible talk. You know, we talk them. But when you repent, when you accept Jesus, Jesus enter your heart. Now like that, when you talk, He go hear you. Because you being son, you being child. You ready now? You ready to repent? Remember, Bible talk again, say for Romans chapter 9. For 27, we call talk, say, now once, where person they die, once, no be two, no be three. So if you think, say, you die, you go, you come, you die, you go. No be so. Now once, where person they die, once he die, the next thing now, judgment. God go judge. Anything where you do for secret, anything where you do for open, the one where you don't even do, but there your heart, God go judge him. So where you go pass? How you go escape? How you go fit escape the wrath of God? How? Tell me how. Even though we say you can't receive Jesus. You there ready to receive Jesus? I know you there ready. Bible talks, say, when he they knock, he said, Jesus said, I stand for the door of your heart, and they knock, 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 knock. For Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. He said, they knock. Oh. If you hear my voice, no, harden your heart, open. I go come inside. So Jesus won't come inside. You go feet open. You go feet open your heart now. You ready? Okay. If you want open your heart, may Jesus come. They pray this prayer with me. Are you ready? Me now from your heart. You hear me? Okay, you go feet, lift your right hand and say, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, now, I open my heart. I receive you. I say, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. From now, I no go listen to any devil again. I no go feel mind them again. Give me power to be a child of God. Make I live like a child of God fit live. Give me power. Make I overcome sin. As I receive you, I receive eternal life. Jesus, now you be my Oga. Now you be my Oga. From now on. Okay. If you talk that in, if you say from your heart of heart, the heart way inside your heart, now me say, you mean and well. Make I tell you, you know what did happen? For heaven, all the angels where they have for heaven, they rejoice. But the Bible say, the angels of heaven, they rejoice. When one sinner repent, they rejoice, they jolly, jolly, they boogie, boogie now. For heaven, party day. Because you don't change. And as I did it, Jesus will take in golden pen. You know, golden pen, he go write your name. Okay, call careful. He go write them. Mavis Gay, you go everything. You go write your name. Bam. Say, now from now, where your name don't enter the book of life. And when your name enter the book of life, hey, my brother, just know that God there your side. And if God there your side, no man, no woman, nobody go feed do you anything. All those people when they your village, they go say, I go kill you, I go show you, I go do. When they go for what is that? The juju place. If they mention your name, fire! As they mention your name, fire go come down from you know the thing will happen for Elijah side, fire go come. So for now, don't fear anybody. Make sure your hands straight. For your office, straight. Tell the truth. Read your Bible. You see this Bible? Read them. Read them well, well. And then make you go to church. I don't know where you day. But I believe say any part of the world where you day, church day. If you want, call me. My name now, Pastor Prince Uche Ugweze. I'm there for Accra, Ghana. We're there for West Africa. If you call me, plus 233-243-205-863. One more time, plus 233-243-085-863. May God richly bless you. Because you don't accept them. Call me. Make I know what thing happen for your life. I go feel pray for you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.